First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Laurie Corn recalls the saga of the Boulder Creek Seder.
In the Passover Seders of my childhood, my mother was busy in the kitchen, my bearded grandfather chanting in Hebrew the entire story of Exodus, and we kids were waiting for that to be over so we could fill up on brisket and sponge cake dripping with orange icing. In 1972, Miriam and I decided to have a Seder. Our families gathered in a small cabin in the Boulder Creek Redwoods. She made vegetarian chicken soup, and I dug up a recipe for chocolate-covered matzo meal cream puffs. We lit the candles, and when I sang the opening prayer, we all knew that this was an auspicious moment. Seasons passed, and our Passover circle grew, mostly California Buddhists from the backwoods. Well, word got round that some women up in Boulder Creek were giving communal potluck seders. They came from everywhere, one time 60 people. Oy! We cooked, we cleaned, we worried, we practiced, and even though each year the rituals became more feminist and less patriarchal, we were so crazy busy that sometimes we would secretly pray for an old Jewish man with a beard to show up, settle in at the head table, and lead our Seder. But year after year, he failed to come. But the people came, young and old, to sit squished together on the floor at tables of redwood planks on cinder blocks. Why did they come? I'll tell you why. The sweet kosher wine, Miriam's telling of miracles, Madge's blessings for world peace, and of course my now famous chocolate-covered matzo meal cream puffs. They came, they begged to come, and somehow there was always room.
Laurie Corn is a writer living in Santa Cruz. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.